Hello and welcome to RC Talk, the voice of Ratio Christi at Marshall University. My name is John Mays. I'm your host. I'm also the regional director for the states of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, along with being the chapter director at Marshall University. Seems that there is confusion about the use of apologetics. It doesn't seem that way. I know that there's confusion about apologetics. And I've stated it many times that apologetics can be used to strengthen the follower, reach the lost, and to change culture. And from my reading and understanding and listening and watching other people within the church, when it comes to the subject of apologetics, it seems that they think it's all about a salvation issue. And it's not about a salvation issue. I mean, they want to argue that you can't argue. They want to argue that you can't argue. Funny how they contradict themselves. Someone into heaven, and I agree with that, or into salvation. But in the same sense, I agree that you can't preach somebody in, or you can't sing somebody in as well. I always, and I've mentioned it many times in the past, preface most talks that I give, or most teaching that I share, salvation has, the Holy Spirit has to move before, I mean, somebody has to understand that they're lost and in need of a Savior, and the Holy Spirit has to move in their heart. I mean, that's my experience. Maybe yours is different, and I know there's a lot of different isms, as I call them out there, Calvinism, Arminianism, different things like that. But in my personal life, my salvation came through a move of the Holy Spirit. And I think that's where the confusion comes in when it comes to apologetics. So if we go to the book, being the Bible, salvation, we're saved by grace through faith, according to Ephesians 2:8. Okay, so what is faith? You go to Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So the very definition of faith includes the word evidence, which is included in the definition of apologetics. So I'm going to give you an example today of a conversation that took place on Facebook. And I know that some people post that nonsense about Effective Today, and the news channel said that people weren't allowed to use their pictures and so forth on Facebook. Well, they didn't read the fine print when they signed up for Facebook. But if you put it out there, it's public use, public knowledge. If you don't want it out there, then you need to adjust your settings. Anyway, way off track. One of my friends posted that if the evidence of Christianity is so good, why don't more people follow Christ? And that's a quote from my friend and peer, or someone I look up to, Dr. Frank Turek. And that seems to be where the confusion comes in. I mean, and he got called out 57 more comments later, and you'd be proud of me. I did not comment. I did private message him, but I did not comment publicly. So let me share with you the, I guess, why I think the confusion from the church and apologetics falls in here. And these are actual replies that he got based on the simple statement of, if the evidence of Christianity is so good, why don't more people follow Christ? And the first comment said, well, are we called to follow Christ through faith, or are we to follow him through evidence? Well, first of all, I don't think we're called to follow Christ either way. I think that we're saved by grace through faith. And the substance of faith of things hoped for is faith, and the evidence of things not seen. So I'm not sure what the person commenting meant by, are we called to follow Christ through faith? Regardless of the apologetics, and I've told you many times, we can't prove God with apologetics. And I've asked you not to use the word prove, because we build a cumulative case of circumstantial evidence that, if presented in court, it's reasonably true that Christianity is true. That's how I say Christianity is true. It's based on the facts and the evidence, which is, again, part of the definition of faith. So, anyway, let me go on here. And if we are called to follow Christ through evidence, how does this evidence draw us to Him? Well, where does that faith come from? It's by grace through faith, a free gift so that we don't boast. So again, I'm not sure how I follow, but this is a fellow believer that stated, if we're called to follow Christ through evidence, how does this evidence draw us to Him? Does evidence of Christ create a regeneration for us, or does it give us a confirmation that Jesus lived and died? Well, I don't know. I mean, anybody that came to faith, you know, that I didn't really understand that comment either. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but I think the evidence can confirm to us that Christianity is true. I mean, there's a lot of people have faith. And, I mean, atheists have faith. Mormons, Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses. So I'm not real sure what point of faith here has to do with, well, I am sure they don't want to use apologetics. Let me tell you, there is a form of apologetics that's called presuppositional apologetics. And it's something like, if you happen to see Ken Ham or the Ark Encounter, Ken Ham debated a fake scientist. I don't know his name off the top of my head. Bill Nye, sorry. And presuppositional apologetics typically consists of one verse in the Bible that in Romans says that everyone knows God exists, and we suppress the truth, not Christianity. So truth is what is important here. And presuppositional apologetics just basically says you believe and you just are suppressing the truth. You believe in God. You believe in the Bible. Why do I believe in the Bible? Well, the Bible says you do, because you're suppressing the truth. Well, why do I believe a man raised from the dead? Well, because the Bible says he did. And you see how that ends up, in my opinion, a circular argument, because if they don't believe your book, then they're not going to believe anything in the book. So what do you do with that? You just say, well, you know, wait and let the Holy Spirit move? Well, that's not what we're supposed to do. I mean, we're supposed to go out and share the gospel. And we share that, and nowadays, or always, we could have said, look, Christianity is true. That's why I believe it. Yes, I have faith because I can't prove it. But I digress. It's faith that draws us alone. I'm sorry, back to the conversation that was held on Facebook. Faith has nothing to do with drawing anybody. That's the Holy Spirit. If we're going to go that route, the Holy Spirit will draw us. Faith is just something that we're supposed to have. We're saved by grace through faith. I don't know how many times I need to say that, but sorry. Your question, and this was someone responding to my friend who posted the quote about evidence for Christianity, says your question implies people become Christians due to evidence, not faith. I don't think they become Christians based on faith, personally. That's not what it says, anyway. By grace, through faith, the Holy Spirit can work in any way it wants to work. So, If there's so much evidence, why aren't more people Christians? Gives a broad effect to Christianity not being through faith. Well, look at your definition of faith. It can be misconstrued as the Holy Spirit not drawing us near to God and creating a false, broad misunderstanding for people that we need the proof Jesus was alive to believe our atonement. This is the reason I followed up with those questions. And that's, to me, strictly shows this individual is not sharing the gospel with anybody else, because they don't know what an atonement is, first of all, and they don't know what the Holy Spirit is. They don't know all these things that Christians like to talk about. Well, we just need to share the gospel. Okay, what is the gospel? And we go from there. You've heard me go on about that. Another of the responses were, we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is blind. We don't see how the future works out. It looks impossible. It looks dark. But by faith, we see hope and peace and joy in God. Well, that doesn't even make sense. I know what they're getting at, and I fully understand what they're trying to get at. But you have faith in a chair, but you also have reasons to believe it will hold you when you sit down in it. That's why people make fun of people, of Christians. And I promise you, they do. I mean, and I've given the open invitation. Go out with me on the college campus, or just go out in public and talk about Christianity. People think that Christianity is stupid, for lack of better terms, because most of us that profess to be Christians don't know why we believe it. We don't think it's true. We just have a blind faith about it, and that's not biblical. I've went through this I don't know how many times. Let me give you another example. There was a group that went to Jacksonville over the weekend because there's a hurricane in the Atlantic, and they were praying that it miss us, or miss, not make land fall in Florida or wherever. Doesn't matter. But this is what they were doing. And there was a televangelist, it's funny, it's on YouTube, that his wife talks about, that he looked out the window and rebuked a storm that were near their airplane while they were flying, and the storm dissipated or whatever. And, of course, now the hurricane, these people that prayed about it going away or not making landfall are going to claim that their prayer did that. And that's not what prayer's about. They didn't change God's mind. They didn't change the weather conditions. How's that? But that's how people look at Christians, because we do such things as that and make ourselves look so silly. And then when you come to this, that about one simple post, if evidence for Christianity is so good, then why don't more people follow it? It's because most people don't know why they believe it. They don't know that there is evidence for it. They just have blind faith. And that's the problem. Christianity is true based on a circumstantial case of evidence. And while we're not teaching that, if we want to be relevant to the world, quit going out and trying to be like the world and know why we believe. People look for truth. Most people believe things that they believe to be true. Did you get that? Most people believe things they believe to be true. And here's the kicker. They have reasons to believe that, except with Christianity. Blows my mind. Another comment from the quote. We're to walk by sight. Oh, sorry, I already did that one. Our faith is blind because we cannot prove it. Well, it's not blind, even though we can't prove it. I can't show you evidence of that. I can show you evidence that supports that and eyewitness testimonies, but I cannot prove it to anyone. The first step is to believe on Him. Well, that's not the first step, but whatever. Not to see Him first or to have a sign. It's to believe on Him and to have faith. I guess that person's become the Holy Spirit. I don't know. We don't need evidence for God. It's everywhere. It's our job to share the truth and let Him do the work. Let Him with ears hear. Now, how do we know it's true? We're going to... Evidence for God is everywhere? Yes, I 100% agree. And it's our job to share the truth. Okay, what is truth? obviously, in this conversation, truth does not seem to be important, because the next statement says we have blind faith because we didn't see it, we heard it and believed. Well, that's where they take a piece of scripture out of context broadly, where how will they hear something about, they need to hear the preacher, you know what I'm talking about. I can't think of it right now because I'm in a hurry trying to get through this. We don't need evidence. God is everywhere. It's our job. We have blind faith. That's why it's so scary to those that make the first step, knowing he exists and seeing him in people. Seeing him in people. When it seems undeniable to us that Christ exists and God lives to this day with us and inside of us, but it's not always obvious. We don't always feel him. We fall in the water, but we have faith. We know Jesus can reach his hand and pull us out because evidence says he will. It's because our faith in who we know to be the truth. Whew. That was a lot. And I don't even know. I think I understand what he's trying to get at there. But again, that just shows me that he's not talking to anybody outside of other Christians, because only Christians understand the famous Christianese, as they call it. It's like, I used the example, I was an air traffic controller once upon a time, and we used language between us, communicated between us, that most people that were not pilots or air traffic controllers would understand. Well, Christians do the same thing. I mean, you invite somebody into a church service and start talking about the blood and the sacrifice and the rain and the lamb and the goats and all this stuff. They don't know what you're talking about. I mean, they may get a general idea, but here's one. They go on to say, Paul and Silas told the jailer, the jailer asked them what they had to do to be saved, and they said, believe on Jesus Christ. Well, what sparked the jailer to ask that question? If I was a jailer and was standing there and chains fell off and the building shook, I'd be like, whoa, what do I need to do here? That's called apologetics. That's evidence. The woman's faith that healed her, not the great things of God. Well, why was she healed? Because she had heard Jesus was healing, and she went to be healed. She had obviously seen or heard evidence. I mean, I hear that Benny Hinn heals people, but I don't go visit him, because I don't think he really does. that's just an excuse. Looking to signs or evidence, try to prove him to people with logic, but that's not how God wants us to do it. Well, I find that kind of amusing, because that's the way Jesus did it, Paul did it, and everyone else throughout the Bible. From the beginning, I've used that so many times. I don't understand why it's not biblical, walk by faith and not by sight. It would seem I wouldn't need to see him to not only believe, but to walk with him. People, you even use the scripture about doubting Thomas, poor old doubting Thomas, and you jump right to the part that Jesus said that others believe without seeing. That's, you're taking it out of context. Thomas believed, and then he went on to say, therefore, which is a continuation of the thought process taking place in that particular passage. It's not that those who haven't seen are any more apt to believe than Thomas was. You need to read the entire section and not just a couple of verses. I don't understand why it's not biblical to walk by faith. That I need faith to walk on water, faith to be healed, and faith to be saved. Well, Jesus said you needed faith of a mustard seed. So, okay, we do need faith to be saved. We're saved by grace through faith. Faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I almost find this comical, except I do this every single day, and I fight this battle every single day with people that are just like, well, you know, we're going to go down and pray the hurricane off the coast. Okay, seriously? People think you're nuts. And then you ask the same people that's doing that, why do you pray? Are you going to change God's mind? Or were you just going to bind together? Which, I've had those conversations as well. The same people that are praying the hurricane away from the coast have no idea why we pray, obviously. Here the guy even quotes a proverb, lean not on your own understanding. It seems to me, I believe it's biblical that we walk by faith and nothing else. Well, that's right, but it's not a blind faith. I know as far as we're concerned, we're told to go out and fish. Anyone who bites, bring them to him and let him sort them out. What the heck ever that means, I don't know. It has nowhere does it say to bring somebody to church. Nowhere. So you can plant a seed, and some can water the seed, but anyone who bites, bring them to him and let him sort them out. Share the truth. How hard is that? The gospel is the truth. The gospel is good news. That's what we're sharing. Truth. Oh, there's one large response I'm not going to get into. He rattles on forever and a day, and I'm already at 20 minutes and some change, so I'm going to stop. But people, the Holy Spirit can move in many ways and can use any way that he so desires to save us, whether it's through apologetics. But don't be confused about what apologetics is. It's to strengthen the follower, reach the lost, and change culture. Your faith is how we are saved, based on evidence. It's not a blind faith. Your personal testimony, you're using that. Why would you use that and not actually use truth, which is apologetics? I know, it takes a little bit to learn why you believe somebody raised from the dead. Well, that's Bible. Questions and comments, email me at johnmays@ratiochristi.org. Or if you'd like to join our financial support team, it would be greatly appreciated. Pray for us either way. If you want to be a part of the financial support team, you need to go to johnmays.ratiochristi.org. And until next time, once again, you've probably been thunderstruck.